يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَيَبْلُوَنَّكُمُ اللَّهُ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الصَّيْدِ تَنَالُهُ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَرِمَاحُكُمْ لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَخَافُهُ بِالْغَيْبِ فمن اعتدى بعد ذلك فله عذاب أليم.
Believers, Allah will surely try you with a game which will be within the range of your hands and lances, so that He might mark out those of you who fear Him, even though He is beyond the reach of perception. A painful chastisement awaits whosoever transgresses the bounds set by Allah after His firm warning.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقْتُلُوا الصَّيْدَ وَأَنْتُمْ حُرُمٌ وَمَنْ قَتَلَهُ مِنْكُمْ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاءٌ مِثْلُ مَا قَتَلَ مِنَ النَّعَمِ يَحْكُمُ بِهِ ذَوَى عَدْلٍ مِنْكُمْ هديا بالغ الكعبة أو كفارة طعام مساكين أو عدل ذلك صياما ليذوق وبال أمره عفى الله عما سلف ومن عاد فينتقم الله منه والله عزيز ذو انتقام.
Believers, do not kill game while you are in the state of pilgrim sanctity. Whoever of you kills it willfully, there shall be a recompense, the like of what he has killed in cattle, as shall be judged by two persons of equity among you, to be brought to the Kaaba as an offering, or feed the needy as an expiation, or its equivalent in fasting in order that he may taste the grievousness of his deed. Allah has pardoned whatever has passed, but Allah will exact a penalty from him who repeats it. Allah is Almighty. He is fully capable of exacting retribution. Believers, do not kill game while you are in the state of pilgrim sanctity. When a person is in the state of pilgrim sanctity, ihram, it is prohibited for him both to hunt and to assist in hunting animals. Indeed, even if an animal has been hunted for him by someone else, he may not eat it. However, if someone hunts an animal for himself and makes a gift of it to such a person, there is no harm in his eating it. There is, however, an exception to this injunction against killing animals when one is in the state of ihram, and that is with regard to harmful animals. Snakes, scorpions, mad dogs, and such other animals which cause injury to human beings may be killed even by those in the state of ihram.
أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ صَيْدُ الْبَحْرِ وَطَعَامُهُ مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِلسَّيَّارَةِ وَحُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ صَيْدُ الْبَرِّ مَا دُمْتُمْ حُرُمًا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ.
The game of the water and eating thereof are permitted to you as a provision for those of you who are settled and for those on a journey. But to hunt on land while you are in the state of pilgrim sanctity is forbidden for you. Beware then of disobeying Allah, to whom all of you shall be mustered.
جعل الله الكعبة البيت الحرام قياما للناس والشهر الحرام والهدي والقلائد ذلك لتعلموا أن الله يعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وأن الله بكل شيء عليم.
Allah has appointed the Kaaba, the sacred house, as a means of support for the collective life of people, and has caused the holy month of pilgrimage and the animals of sacrificial offering and their distinguishing colors to assist therein. This is so that you may know that Allah is aware of all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, and that Allah has knowledge of everything.
اعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب وأن الله غفور رحيم.
Know well that Allah is severe in retribution, and that Allah is also all forgiving, all compassionate.
ما على الرسول إلا البلاغ والله يعلم ما تبدون وما تكتمون.
The messenger is bound only to deliver the message, whereafter Allah knows well all that you disclose and all that you conceal.
قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ.
O Messenger, say to them, the bad things and the good things are not equal, even though the abundance of the bad things might make you pleased with them. People of understanding, beware of disobeying Allah. Maybe you will attain true success, even though the abundance of the bad things might make you pleased with them. This verse enunciates a standard of evaluation and judgment quite distinct from the standards employed by superficial people. For the latter, $100 would be worth more than $5, since the figure 100 is more than 5. But according to this verse, if those $100 have been earned in a manner entailing the disobedience of God, the entire amount becomes unclean. If, on the contrary, a man earns $5 while obeying God, then this amount is clean, and anything which is unclean, whatever its quantity, cannot be worth that which is clean.